The company's motto is Style with a Conscience, and its online catalog includes everything from $59 denim jeans to $129 cashmere with a conscience sweaters. Sprinkled throughout the catalog are pictures of smiling workers in China, Peru, and Costa Rica. Working in some of the 23 family-owned factories and co-ops Bass is buying clothing from. He says those workers are earning a living wage defined as twice the local minimum wage. Bass says it's the first time a clothing company has tried to take the fair trade coffee model and apply it to clothing for the mainstream market. And he says it hasn't been easy.
The entire thrust of the apparel industry has been to manufacture as cheaply as possible and pay the minimum wage as possible and then shut down factories and move to countries that even pay lower wages. And so finding factories that were willing to buck that trend and pay their workers better was hard to do.
Bass is convinced he can fill a growing niche market for socially conscious consumers. But skeptics of this new fair trade venture, like UW law professor John Rosenblum, say without a good monitoring system, it's impossible to guarantee that workers really are being paid fairly.
If they say it so, don't mean it so, and if they have put the PR into telling us that there's consumer demand and that they're ready to sew in a label, there is still something missing here.
Rosenblum's been working with the campus-based anti-sweatshop groups pushing for improved working conditions at factories that make university-licensed sports clothing. But Bass says he has monitors in place and will visit the factories several times a year. Bass is also working with international groups to establish a certification process for fair trade clothing. Fair Indigo's catalog goes online today, and the first outlet store will open in Madison in November. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.